Hello.
Hello.
That's not the right camera, is it?
Hey Vanessa, hey Rachel.
Hey Tom, I just added my name as a note taker because I had volunteered for the first meeting that didn't happen, so I thought I would roll it over to this one.
How efficient. We're knocking things off before the meeting even starts. Hi, Matina. Hey, Peter.
Hey.
Hey, Stephen. John and Maccabee and Kristen and Alexis. This is so exciting. Hey, Petra.
Hello.
An honor to be mentioned in the same sentence as those others.
Practicing your statesman speech is speechifying. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Steven, do you know the color of that blue on your wall behind you?
I'd have to ask my wife. But fortunately, she's right upstairs, so.
Someone did some good color picking, I think. That's
Thank
really
you.
nice.
I like it.
It's very calming.
Which is great for having in your office.
Oh. Hey, Stephen Simeon.
And that's actually her art on the wall behind me there. That's like the first two chapters of the Count of Monte Cristo with the guys crossing swords. It's
Oh,
actually
yeah.
it's written out, but in a way that is like kind of a picture of two guys crossing sabers. Pretty cool.
Why don't we start in one more minute? Bless you, Peter. Okay, are we ready to go? Feels like popcorn stopped popping, and we've got a nicely full house. Okay, so we have Rachel kindly remembered that she had already volunteered to do notes for today. So we do have a note taker for today. And do we have a note taker who might volunteer for the next meeting, which is February 9th?
Yeah, put me down for that.
Oh, Matina raised her hand and Peter spoke up. So I don't know who has a tiebreaker.
Russell.
Rochambeau.
Let me do next time because I may be away the meeting after. So.
Thanks, Peter.
Sounds like
Thanks,
a
Wiki.
plan. Yep.
All right. So the main agenda that we have for today is to do a little bit of review for things that we have cooking and anticipation of things that we'd either like to finish in the next 6 months or start and do over the next 6 months. Also, in an effort to get ahead for agenda planning, a call for any specific items to discuss at the next meeting or a near-term future meeting. Besides these two topics, is there anything else that we should discuss today? All right. So, why don't we dive right in with the main topic for today, which is what should community council be doing and what will we be doing over the next 6 months? To see the list, it carried over some items that have been subject to discussion over the last 3 to 6 months since WolfCon and just about. There is a Counting Things working group that was born out of the Washington, D.C. summit last April and has really dropped into gear since WolfCon. So Sean and I are working on this. It's not really just a CC effort, though it's definitely informing our work. Sean and I are participating in that. Jen Colt has been convening, and Christy Thomas is a regular participant and contributor. So there is, we will at some point bring that a report and a call for more attention and activity to this group. Just moving down the list, one of the major initiatives that we had identified at the beginning of this year was expanding our membership. And there's two or three distinct threads that weave together on that. One are the ongoing conversations about what's the value for membership. To quote Vanessa, can we do something more than just give more pixels to people who pay more? There's we are at the time to begin a renewal or begin planning for renewal for next fiscal year. So there's discussion about do we either keep forward, moving forward with the same tiers of membership that we've had, or is it time to make some updates, especially with an eye on possibly new value or services for membership? And then the last one is a concerted outreach campaign to try to confirm our existing members and get new members. There was a related activity, which is not here and probably should be, which is the group of people who have been helping orchestrate the member meetings at WolfCon, and I think one virtual a year is the aspiration. We're looking to formalize the charter and membership in that working group and make it a standing working group going forward. It's de facto a standing group. So Boaz, Kirsten, Kristen, you've been involved in that as well. One or two other people. So we just want to make sure that that gets all the attention that it should. The third thing that we had talked about, I think this is a little bit more open-ended, but what is a software marketplace, or how do we make sure that there's enough resourcing going to software maintenance and new development? This has been conversation for more than a year now. This manifested at WolfCon with things like the community-driven development framework and iterations, and the product council continues to drive forward on this. I think this is larger than any individual council. It's community-wide, but it's definitely a key part of the community. So as part of our remit. The path forward on that probably needs some significant discussion and pathfinding because it's I'm not sure that there is a punch list of things to do. We will have elections coming up. The community council runs those elections every spring, and we'll be looking for volunteers from this group to chair and or staff that. That's a short list of things that I know are have already been cooking or that we can anticipate. What else should CC be doing or plan to do? Sean.
I see someone put in an invitation to the treasurer to speak to us. That's a good, healthy reminder that this group also helps set the budget, and AWS costs in particular are quite high. And maybe Stephen will chime in. There's also a working group around AWS costs. Thanks.
Yeah, that's an invitation to jump in. We're still sifting that. Right now, it seems that the biggest barrier to coming up with a coherent explanation of those costs and being able to put them in the correct categories of who uses them and whether we feel like these are truly shared resources or they are best left to be provided by the people that primarily consume them, is the fact that there's a lot of operational specificity that goes along with each of the environments as to the ins and outs of who uses it and what it's for, et cetera, that we're in the group are not entirely familiar with. So last meeting we met, Yogesh was not there. He had a personal day. And so we were not able to make a lot of headway on that front. Although I think we came to a better understanding of what we were trying to achieve by separating these things into various buckets. But the actual separating of things into buckets is, I think, going to require someone who is in that environment day in and day out to kind of help us understand what each of those pieces is used for.
Thanks, Stephen and Sean. So ongoing attention. So that working group is underway. So ongoing
Yes.
attention from this group, and then also factoring that into budgeting exercises will be a CC matter. All right. Are there any other topics? There is one open item that I am aware of is also coming out of Wolcon and work that have been done in TC is looking at software license compatibility. So LGPL with Apache 2. There was a really nice write-up that came from the working group that's been forwarded to the foundation. And the foundation has been working through EBSCO's attorneys to get an evaluation on paths forward. And that's still, as often happens, attorneys are working at their own pace with their own sense of urgency. I think they're always working, but just not necessarily on your thing. At least that's my experience at Stanford. So that seems to be the case with EBSCO as well, or EBSCO's attorneys. So we'll get a report back, and I think that may imply some action from this group as well. Okay. Well, so we have, I think, about four, five big things that are look like they're on the docket for the next 6 months or 5 months, since we're at the end of January at this point. Is there any call? We do. The cat is not on the call, and she is not aware about this request to do a budget update from the treasurer. So, but we might expect her maybe in the next month, maybe in the next meeting, but maybe in the next month. We'll see if she'll be able to come and do a presentation. Are there, for any of these other items, does someone have, is there a logical sequence or a logical priority? Trying to do a little bit of agenda grooming so people can be thinking ahead and we can do the prep work.
This is Sean again. It seems to me the work on value of membership might be good as we're also gearing up for elections, having that statement there. And then it's going to tie into the call for larger institutional membership requests. And so those that document goes out to all the members and asking them to renew. So that seems to be an early, if we could have some refresh commentary there, that seems to make sense as it bleeds into elections and the call for financing from our members.
Thanks, Sean. I think that's any additional opinion or counter opinion? Okay, this is good. I like the agile principle of don't do too much planning. So I think two top things, one on budget, one on value for membership to tee up the elections and the membership campaign make a lot of sense. So why don't we look at those two things as kind of the next major themes for the community council to dive in over a meeting or a series of meetings. Are there, for the value for membership, we ended up with four ideas that had received more votes or seem more promising than others. And I think I can do them off the top of my head. One was, I can do at least three. One was access to a network of expertise. So could you get special support from other members of the community that were also members? One was specialized technical consulting or troubleshooting. Those two things might be linked. One was training, and I think one was influence over development priorities, which definitely ties into the software marketplace. Of those four ideas, I think there's a concept around each of them, but each would need some level of development. Is there anyone who is already working or passionate? Detailed documentation. Thank you, Kristen. Yeah, that's a good one too. And maybe that's separate than the training. They may have been lumped together, training and documentation, or they may be separate. Is there anyone who is already working on one of these things or who would like to advance the concept into a proposal or one of the concepts or more of the concepts into actionable proposals? Yeah, Petra.
Paul and I, we wanted to work on the training thing, but we didn't have time to meet because he wasn't in all December and most of January. So if someone wants to join us, feel free. Martina, yeah,
I would do that because it's in my time zone. Yeah,
That's
I would love to do that.
right.
All right. I'm going to not volunteer for that because then that will ruin the reason Matina
Please feel free. That was a joke. I mean, everyone is very welcome. We always find sweet spots where we can meet. We can make that happen.
All right, so there's thank you. So that's one squad focused on training. So this is excellent. Is there anyone else who is has passion or work already underway? Or is there work underway? Kristen, your note about detailed documentation, I think, is a good one. Is there work already underway in a different council or working group that we might want to be aware of?
Yeah, I just remember that coming up at the tri-council meeting on Thursday. So I don't know about any work that's underway in that area, though.
Okay. Oh, was someone saying something? Okay. So I think it seems like the next step might be Petra Martina Paul, if you want to have some thoughts, maybe at the next meeting or the meeting after that. Not necessarily a solution, but here's how you're thinking about approaching training. That sounds like a nice chunk. And then we're in good shape. I will also reach out with Paul to Kat for update on from the treasurer, and maybe we'll begin, as Sean was alluding to, the budgeting process, the budget planning, not just the a statement on expenses. And is there anything else that we would like to get into for our next meeting? Yeah, Kristen.
Yeah, since you brought up the members group, we have been working on a revised charge, and I think it should be ready by February 9th. That's there are a few things we needed to take a look at. So we have a meeting, not this week, but next week. So after we meet next week, then I think we should be able to give that to the community council for review for February 9th.
Awesome. Thanks, Kristen.
I see, looks like Kirsten's joined too. Does that sound right to you, Kirsten?
That's going to make her think twice about
Oh,
joining
sorry.
DC.
Sorry. I have technical issues today. This is totally terrible. It sounds very good, Kristen. I would have spoken myself if I wouldn't have those problems. So I'm
Okay.
just listening today.
Just wanted to make sure. Thanks.
Talk about agile. That's great. You can join the meeting and have to speak immediately. Okay, so we have, I see, 3 to 4 topics brewing. So the general value for membership, specifically on training, budget, and member subgroup. And member subgroup is confident that they are going to be in good shape for Feb 9. And Petra, Matina, do you think Feb 9 would be good? Or do you want to check in for maybe the first or the second meeting in February for an update on training?
I would prefer if we could do the later date, so not the
Yeah, me
9th of
too.
February. Yeah, thank you.
Is it 23rd? Is my math right? Okay.
Let me check. I think so. Yes.
Awesome. And then we'll see where Kat is in the process and invite her to one of these meetings, and we'll confirm that based on her availability. All right. Do we have any other topics for today? That sounds like we can declare victory. All right. Lovely to see you all.
Likewise, hope y'all stay warm.
Good
Have
way
a
to
nice
start the new
day.
year. Yep.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.